Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
The question is, shall the joint resolution as amended be adopted? The House will prepare and proceed to vote. Have all members now voted? The clerk will read the roll. With 62 affirmative votes and 37 negative votes, having received the required constitutional majority, the joint resolution as amended is hereby adopted. The chair recognizes Representative Olslager.
Mr. Speaker, the purpose for which we have convened being completed, I now move that the House stand adjourned until Tuesday, May 16th, 2023 at 9 o'clock a.m.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to Live with Pastor Al. I started the program with that audio clip from the Ohio House of Representatives this week. On Wednesday, a watershed moment there, and I just want to thank everybody that has been praying for this event, or this issue, I should say. We have been praying about this issue of adopting a resolution that would call for putting on the August ballot a requirement for a 60% majority vote in order to pass an amendment to the Ohio Constitution. And you just heard in that opening clip the final vote where this was passed, and we'll have another clip a little bit later on dealing with when they made an amendment to make the August vote, authorize the August vote, I should say. But it was a momentous day. And a lot of people have been praying, and a lot of people have been making phone calls and sending emails and messages to Speaker Stevens at the Ohio House, as well as their representatives there in Columbus. And, it looked like it was going to go to the wall there for a while, but our God is great. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. I think that on Wednesday, we saw that verse in action as God's people prayed and put action to their prayers. God responded and turned the speaker's heart. I really thought he was going to run the clock out and not bring this issue up to a vote. Well, we're going to be talking about that in the program today, and to help us make sense of what's happening and also to get a little better insight of what's to come, we have Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and he is on the phone right now to join us. Chris Long, welcome to Live with Pastor Al this afternoon.
Oh, good to be with you, Pastor Al. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'm glad to have you on, and it's an exciting thing to talk about. Even a couple of days later, I'm still excited to see how God turned the speaker's heart, and this issue came to a vote, and we're looking at an August ballot now.
Well, yes, we are. And so this will be safeguarding Ohio's Constitution. We'll raise the bar to 60% for passage for a constitutional amendment. So the people of Ohio will first have to vote for that to raise the bar to 60%. Currently, it is a simple 50% margin, and then any measure is just passed by 50%. Now, somebody may be saying, well, what's wrong with that? Well, so this is a constitutional amendment process. It's been around since 1912. It was actually a progressive movement at that time that was running around the country during the time of Woodrow Wilson. But I do believe that this was Teddy Roosevelt that and his group that he had left the Republican Party and started with a progressive group. And they were pushing these constitutional amendment efforts in a number of states. It was think like something like 26 states. A lot of those states have doing what we're doing. They're getting control of their constitutional process again. Now say, well, what's that about? Well, remember a few years ago, folks, where casinos were actually written into the state constitution by a ballot initiative? Well, that's the constitutional amendment process. So casino interest came into the state You know, our original Constitution didn't even afford for a lottery. You know, the founders knew what the scourge of gambling was, and they knew that that's something that they didn't want to be proliferated among the populace. You know, it just didn't give, it's just not a good practice. So I personally still believe that. I believe Pastor Al believes that.
Yes.
But we see a proliferation of gambling on multiple levels today. And all one has to do is be a counselor and a pastor, and you can find out the kind of trouble it brings to people when the Bible calls ill-gotten gain. And quite honestly, what ends up happening is it's a terrible effect on families and everyone else who suffers from the gambler's loss. But anyways, that aside, that's how we got gambling in this state a few years ago. For 20 years, we fought against it. Each year, big money interest from another state would come in wanting to bring casinos to Ohio. Of course, what do they say? The house always wins. That's who wins in gambling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these people saw that this was an opportunity for money, so they were using our state constitution to parlay to get gambling approved in the state. Now, a lot of the listeners, they know this. They voted with us to vote down casinos through the years, and God bless you and thank you for doing that. Unfortunately, the one year, they found a way to get in, and they used early voting. They padded the vote in early voting, a lot of them out of Cuyahoga County, right there where we're at on this broadcast channel. And unfortunately, you have casinos now, and it's not a pretty sight, quite honestly, some of the people that are addicted to gambling. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to lock down our Constitution, our state Constitution, because now here comes the abortion groups, okay? And they want to enshrine abortion into law in the state of Ohio through the ninth month of pregnancy with no limitations whatsoever, no parental rights, no heartbeat law, no ban on partial birth abortion. They want to enshrine that into the state constitution in November. Well, the only way to prevent them from doing that is to raise the bar to 60%, do what Florida's doing and a number of other states who are actually, when we changed the U.S. Constitution, our founders understood the wisdom of it, that the Constitution was to be a founding document. It was to be, and for over 200 and some odd years now, we've had our U.S. Constitution. It's kept our republic together. And there's been a lot of assaults on the Constitution. But in our state Constitution, it's just this constitutional amendment process that went to the ballot again in 1912. It's time to raise the bar on it because we have a state legislature who represents the people. And that's who you vote for on the local level. And that's what's so important about being involved, understanding who's running for office, who's going to represent you as your state representative, who's going to represent you as your state senator. So thankfully, we were able to make enough calls and emails and texts and prayers to the state house, and we did get what I believe was a miracle on Wednesday. We don't see these too often, folks, but they all came together and 62 votes to put the 60% constitutional amendment increase on the ballot in a special election in August. Now, if this passes, that means that the abortion group, if they're able to get on the ballot in November, will have to get over 60%. Pastor Al, they just can't do that in this state, not to my knowledge.
I don't believe so either, but they're confident that they can get over 50%, and that's why they oppose this so strenuously. I wanted actually to go back to something that you said. You talked about we have our representatives, our House of Representatives, and of course the state Senate as well, and they're representatives of the people. And one of the chants that was frequently heard in the House chambers Wednesday while this bill was being debated was one person, one vote. And a number of the Democrat representatives stood to oppose the bill. And in doing so, they were trying to contend that this bill somehow takes away the votes of the people, that you would no longer have one person, one vote. Well, two things I wanted to make a point here is, first point is, we're not a true democracy. I know that word democracy gets thrown around. Good people misuse it as well as people who intentionally misuse it. But we are not and have never been a true democracy. We are a republic. We have a republican form of government. And you mentioned it. We elect representatives to set our laws and to conduct the people's business, both on the state level and on the national level. That's what they do. There are representatives. And so the idea that the state constitution was basically up to whoever could get 50% of the vote plus one vote, as I like to point out, that means literally in a state with 11 million people, you could have a vote of 50.00001%. You know, affecting the entire state and changing the Constitution, this makes it more reasonable. Another point that was brought up was they were saying this was going to end majority rule. Well, it's even a greater majority when you think about it. But let's see, I was going to say the opposition to this, it was just amazing when you watch the chambers. I do have a clip here when they passed the amendment allowing for the August vote. They were desperate, and we can, after we come back from the clip, give some thoughts about why they didn't want this August vote. We touched on it a little bit, but make it clear for our listeners, because a lot of people are thinking, well, what's the difference? Why couldn't this have been voted down in November? Why do we need a special election? Well, when the pro-death side opposes something as intensely as they were, there must be a reason. And so let's listen to this clip. This is when they passed the amendment to the resolution allowing for the August vote.
The question is, shall the motion to amend be agreed to? The House will prepare and proceed to vote. Have all members now voted? The clerk will call the roll. With 56 affirmative votes and 42 negative votes, the motion is agreed to and the joint resolution is so amended.
One vote, one person.
Stand at ease. The House will come to order. We're going to ask the Sergeant of Arms to please remove the gallery. The House will remain at ease.
You know, you just heard that chant, one person, one vote. It wasn't just those in the gallery. It was the Democrats on the floor. They just seemed to think that we were losing our rights. We were losing our ability to vote. And they are operating from the form, I guess, that they believe that we're a democracy, not a republic as well. But Chris Long, what are your thoughts about why they are so adamant that they did not want this on the August ballot?
Well, the radical left, and right now you could actually say that that's what you have with the Democrats that are in the Ohio General Assembly. So, for instance, these are not what you call blue dog Democrats or, you know, moderate Democrats. These are radical Democrats, and there's only 32 of them of 100 members of the Ohio House. So the Ohio people basically do vote majority of Republicans in this state. The way that the two-party system is arranged currently. But these folks are upset because basically the House is moving forward in what the real people want, because thousands and thousands of calls and emails and texts came in from your listeners, my listeners, and all over Ohio and through our network of the Ohio Christian Alliance and Conservatives. Emailed and texted and phoned their representatives, met with them and said, hey, we need to protect Ohio's Constitution. We need to raise the bar to 60%. You know, to change or amend the U.S. Constitution is two-thirds. That's 67. That would be 67%, okay? So a lot of states have actually moved to do that. So Ohio is only one of eight states left that have a simple majority to change or amend their constitution. Now, this isn't to pass a law. We still have the process of initiative petition to pass a law that you know, that is a simple majority vote on the Ohio statewide ballot. That still exists. This is a constitutional amendment. This really should not have been, but it has been, and it's amending the Ohio Constitution. So we have some really screwy things in there. We have address locations for casinos, okay? It's just really ridiculous things are in the Ohio Constitution currently, and what we're trying to do now is lock it down, because you're going to see radical progressives like the ones you heard shouting in the gallery. It doesn't really matter what they're saying. You know, one person, one vote. You know, give me a break. These are the same people, quite honestly, that exploit the election system currently. And, you know, we know that there's voter fraud. And it's a lot of times it's on the left side of the aisle. There it is. Harris said it. Go ahead. You can retext and retweet that. It's absolutely true. And we've actually had prosecutions in this state of voter fraud. So they can say that all that they want. The fact of the matter is that they have the same vote that I have, or you have, Pastor Al.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. One person, one vote in a representative form of government. But when it comes to the ballot initiative, we're going to safeguard our Constitution because we're not going to allow big money interest to come into the state of Ohio, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Progressive money is going to pour into the state, pushing Ohioans, lying to them, deceiving them about what would be on the November ballot, that this is about women's reproductive rights. This isn't, you know, this isn't about abortion and killing children through the ninth month of pregnancy or taking away parental rights. This isn't about paying for transgender surgeries, which is all in that language, by the way, that they're circulating for petition right now. And we've actually caught them on video lying. One guy said, oh, no, this is just changing it from 6 weeks abortion ban to 12 weeks. That's an outright lie. That's not true at all. This would basically ban any restriction on abortion through the ninth month of pregnancy, making Ohio like New York or radical California. Ohioans don't want that. We're trying to get the word out. Thank you for the opportunity today to come on this program live with Pastor Al to talk about it. But the big victory was this week is that because there was so many interests and there was a lot of, quite honestly, a spiritual battle going on down at the State House, and we needed 60 votes. We ended up with 62, so thank the Lord, and we thank the 62 Republicans and the Speaker for putting it on the floor. Many of you, we asked to call the Speaker to ask him to put it on the floor. He did, and the Republican caucus did come together, and so that was no small task because this was a caucus divided since January 1, when Speaker Stevens joined with the Democrats, 22 Republicans joined with 32 Democrats to become the Speaker, leaving 45 Republicans looking and wondering what just happened. So it was a real question mark of what the Speaker was going to do, Speaker Stevens, that is, I'm speaking about. Is he going to set aside and table the conservative agenda, number one being this measure to put it on the August ballot, the constitutional increase to 60%. So basically, him and the others came home for the most part and did what the majority wanted of the caucus. And so that's what we see playing out at the State House. What you hear in these chants and these rants and all this kind of business, it's the political minority left. It's not happy about what's happening. And that's a good thing, folks, because you know, as you're a conservative, you're praying for this state, you're praying for the unborn, you're praying for good and moral law. That's what we're trying to get done. And so this was a big victory this week at the State House.
Well, and again, that accent on praying, we just cannot overemphasize the need for prayer enough. Last week, we had the National Day of Prayer, and I do want to thank you for the opportunity to be on with you and Pastor Gary Click, who's also Representative Gary Click, for the National Day of Prayer last week. But this is something that we need to do. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So we need to pray for these people, and a lot of people have been praying for Speaker Stevens here this past few weeks and praying that he would make the right decision. And so I, you know, when that vote took place, I actually took the time to send him a message saying, I want to thank you for doing the right thing. And actually, I'd encourage people that are listening, if you sent a message, if you made a call to Speaker Stevens' office to urge him to pass this 60% resolution, let me encourage you to send him a note of thanks. He needs to know that we're watching and that we appreciate it, and maybe he might start looking a little bit, like you said, coming home, coming back to where he should be. What do you think about that, Chris Long?
I think that's a great idea, Pastor Al. Folks do need to thank the Speaker and the 62 Republicans who voted for this measure to put it on the floor. They need to hear encouragement as well. And so we do need to thank them. And I can say this, is that the speaker, when he was walking to the chamber, there was a group of our folks down there that were applauding him as he was going by, because he did schedule the 60% threshold for a vote on Wednesday. So they did give him applause right there in the rotunda. So we had our folks down there as well. Of course, they were behaving themselves. They were just watching and praying, and they did wear white T-shirts, Save Our Constitution. But they, in fact, they even told me later it was a little scary down here with some of the radical left.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what they were going to do. Of course, there's always the State Highway Patrol, the Marshal, State House Security is down there. So thankfully, nobody got too much out of hand, and the House was able to conduct its business. And that's exactly what you want to happen.
Amen. And just a little point of order for people. So some people have been somewhat confused. They're saying, well, wait a minute, I thought we were pushing for House Joint Resolution 1, and they passed Senate Joint Resolution 2. But that's the same thing, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, so the Senate passed its version. It was SJR 2. The House had its version, HJR 1. They reconciled them in the conference committee so that the language on the SJR 2 was the same as HJR 1. they reconciled their differences, and so the House voted on it, and that was the big victory. The Senate went over to the Senate, and they concur. So it now goes to the Secretary of State's office and the ballot board, and we should find out here in the next 10 days obviously it should be issue one in August, and we'll give you the details of that as it gets through the ballot board here in another week or 10 days.
Well, that's certainly exciting news out of the Columbus here for a change. And Chris Long, we've got just over 2 minutes left. If people want to know more about this issue and follow what's happening there, where can they go?
Well, that's right. We're going to have a bulletin insert for churches to pass out to your church. Your church can be issue advocacy, so your pastor can actually get up and say, hey, vote yes on issue one come August 8th. Get out there and vote. Those bulletin inserts will be printable from our website. We'll have them up here sometime in the next 2-3 weeks and leading up into August. Additional information will be there as well. You can go to Ohio Christian Alliance. Just search that. Takes you to our website, Ohio Christian Alliance, or go to ohioca.org. And if you'd like to receive our email updates, there's a link to do that as well. Over there on the right, a green link says join our email list. Go ahead and click in there and add your email, and you'll receive our weekly updates from the Ohio Christian Alliance.
And you also have a program right here on AM 1220, The Word, News in Focus. And when can people hear that?
That's 7 p.m. Tuesday evenings and Wednesdays at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Well, and a lot of good information. You interview a lot of people there. And I know you're going to be talking about this more in your program as we get closer to August. And I was telling people at church, you know, I told my wife right after this all took place, I said, you know, this is like last year with the Dobbs decision, with the overturn of Roe v. Wade. You know, we have lots to celebrate, but the real work is just starting, isn't it? So
that's exactly right, Pastor Al. Thank you.
Well, Chris Long, thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for rallying people. And again, to our listeners, thank you so much for all that you did, your prayers, your calls, your emails, your texts, your messages. God turned the heart of Speaker Stevens on this past Wednesday. We have a victory, but we're going to have to work and to ensure that this gets passed in August. And again, what's your website there again, Chris?
That's ohioca.org.
And we'll have updates as well on the program here. Check us out live with PastorAl.com. That's live with PastorAl.com. We'll be talking about this, I'm sure, at our Bible study tonight at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. But I want to thank you for listening. Keep praying. The real work's just beginning. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.